Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and I'd like to begin today's podcast with a very special announcement. My newest recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is available at dennisjernigan.com, iTunes, and other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is available on amazon.com. It details the many times I felt alone in the middle of nowhere moments of my life, and it shows how God met me in each and every one of those moments. I honestly think it will be of great encouragement to you. And today's podcast happens to be the story behind the third song from this new collection. The song is called Steal Away. It was born way back on January 28th of 2013. What I'd like to do right now is share a quote from Elie Wiesel. Look, if I were alone in the world, I would have the right to choose despair, solitude, and self-fulfillment. But I am not alone. That's an awesome quote. Here's a quote from Wayne Dyer. It says this, give yourself a gift of 5 minutes of contemplation in awe of everything you see around you. Go outside and turn your attention to the many miracles around you. This 5-minute-a-day regimen of appreciation and gratitude will help you to focus your life in awe. So many times in my life, I have been confronted with a painful situation and wished I could run away and hide. Ever been there? When I was a boy struggling with same-sex attraction, I wanted to be invisible. When I was called names and bullied, I wanted to be anywhere but in those moments. What do I do to steal away when Parkinson's consumes me? I have to face that now. What do I do to steal away when my once strong voice has been reduced to a weak and frail whimper? There have been more times than I care to admit when I wish God could just have suspended time or could have given me the ability to time travel to a place of future safety. But the good news is our God is the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is the God who transcends time, stepping in and out of it as He sees fit. He has even been known to stop time. That's cool. I've been thinking a lot lately about God's ability to suspend time. Way back in Joshua's day, He caused the entire universe to stand still. Has anything changed in His ability to do so? I don't think so. I began asking God to take the small portions of the day when I have brief times to spend with Him and then multiply His presence to me. In other words, in a 5-minute window of time, Father, refresh and restore my soul as if I had just spent hours in rest or sleep. He is so faithful to meet with us in our daily rush and our hectic schedules. This song is meant to be a catalyst to help us get away from it all, even when we can't physically do so. Here's the account from Joshua 10, verses 12 through 14 in the New American Standard Bible. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the sons of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, O sun, stand still at Gibeon, and O moon in the valley of Aijalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped, until the nation avenged themselves of their enemies. Is it not written in the book of Jashar? And the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. There was no day like that before it or after it, when the Lord listened to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. That's awesome. What I discovered is that God can meet with me in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of an overwhelming storm, in the midst of a fiery furnace, in the midst of financial ruin, in the midst of unbearable pain, in the midst of unfathomable sorrow, in the midst of the bombardment of the enemy's lies, in the midst of the most seductive temptation, in the midst of a loud and boisterous crowd, in the middle of feeling utterly and irrevocably alone. Here's where I am. Is Dennis Jernigan, am I alone in my Parkinson's? No. God is there with comfort and with love. Am I alone in the grief of my diagnosis? Absolutely not. God is there mourning with me, comforting me with his presence. Am I alone in my suffering? No. God is there sharing and bearing that burden with me, giving grace along the way. Am I alone in the slow degradation and the fading of my mind into the fogginess of Parkinson's? No. God is literally there holding my hand through the fog, urging me to follow him and bathing me with the mind of Christ. My point, with God, time is irrelevant. He is with us in the middle of any circumstance we could possibly imagine, and he can take even a few seconds of our human awareness of time and multiply those few seconds into a day's worth of rest and refreshment. Just as God caused time to stand still for the children of Israel when faced with the onslaught of their sworn enemy, he can do the same for us. The deliverer, the God of Israel, is the same deliverer and the same God with us. After all, he is Emmanuel, God with us. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to steal away for a few minutes? Let's do that. Listen to this.
If I could steal away and ride the wings of the wind, if I could steal away just every now and then, that would be sweet, that would be wonderful, that would be overwhelming joy to me. If I could steal away into a most secret place, if I could steal away, be gone without a trace, that would be sweet, that would be wonderful, that would be overwhelming joy to me. In your presence, I can steal away. In your presence, anytime, night or day, where you conquer any mountain, where you calm the raging sea, where you wrap your arms around me, though imprisoned, I am free. In your presence, I can steal away. In your presence, anytime, night or day, I can steal away. I can steal away. With you. If I could steal away and get away for just a while, if I could steal away in awestruck wonder like a child, that would be sweet, that would be wonderful, that would be overwhelming joy to me. If I could steal away, condensing hours to one breath, if I could steal away and no one even know I left, well, that would be sweet, that would be wonderful, that would be overwhelming joy to me. steal away in your presence anytime, night or day, where you conquer any mountain, where you calm the raging sea, where you wrap your arms around me, though imprisoned I'm free. In your presence I can steal away, in your presence anytime, night or day, I can steal away, I can steal away. With you in your presence, I can steal away. In your presence, anytime, night or day, where you conquer any mountain, where you calm the raging sea, where you wrap your arms around me, though imprisoned I am free. In your presence I can steal away, in your presence anytime, night or day, I can steal away, I can steal away. With you. If I could steal away and ride the wings of the wind, if I could steal away just every now and then, well, that would be sweet. Yes, that would be wonderful. That would be overwhelming joy to me. If I could steal away.
Father, thank you so much for your presence. Where can we go from your presence? You are everywhere. We are never alone. Thank you for transcending time and restoring our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Ecclesiastes 3:1 in the New King James Version says this. You've all heard it before, but it bears repeating. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. God gave us time for a reason. Let's make the most of the time he has given us. Let's allow him to multiply the time we have with him. I know that sounds crazy, but that's how I live my life. Let's do this. Let's allow God to help us make the most of our time. Let's just practice doing everything we do with the awareness that we are just never alone. We can steal away absolutely any time, any place. And let's do that. Let's steal away today as often as necessary. Well, as I said earlier, my brand new 12-song collection I'm so proud of, called The Middle of Nowhere, is available for download on iTunes and other streaming services. You can also find the lead sheets for use in your own church at praisecharts.com. In addition, I have released a companion book by the same title. It's sort of another autobiography in which I detail never-before-told stories from my life, stories I've never felt led to share publicly before. I share some deep wounds and many episodes in which I found myself utterly alone and in the middle of nowhere due to my testimony, due to my faith, due to my illness, due to the lies of the enemy. And I share how God met me in each and every one of those middle of nowhere moments. You can order the book, The Middle of Nowhere, on Amazon right now. Do this, order your copy today and help me get the word out about this new ministry resource. I really do think it will encourage your own walk with the Lord. I really do. Now, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry. You can have the artisan, whom I think is absolutely beautiful, my amazing, awesome wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And you all need to know, she prays over every art piece she makes. It's incredible. She sees it as a creative ministry to people around the world, literally. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. Make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. And if you enjoy these podcasts, would you consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen? Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? It's easy to do. Just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. And if you love to worship, you can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy book series there. I have several children's books. I have several devotional books. I have a novel called The Short Life. I think you might enjoy some of these books. Just give them a look if you don't mind. Amazon.com. Just look up my name and my books. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Steal Away, from the new studio recording, The Middle of Nowhere, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or iTunes. And remember this, if you remember nothing else, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.